Good morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of Neighbors of Hope. We'll share struggles and triumphs of how through the Word, everyone can experience the loving and healing reality of Christ's compassion. Now here is the Neighbors of Hope Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. How are we doing?
Good.
Good.
Yeah. It's spring fever is catching a hold of all of us.
Oh, yeah.
Well, gentlemen, we've been engaged in some conversation that revolves around our understanding on the fullness of Jesus' call upon us to be his followers, right? And so we've used language like, you know, we don't necessarily want to be mediocre Christians. I'm going to use somebody else's term here. And we seem to stand in agreement that endorsing mediocrity leads to, you know, us just not being the fullness of what he's called us to be. Would you agree?
Yes.
Okay, we got a couple of yes. Everybody else is nodding their head in the affirmation too, so it's radio, gentlemen. They cannot see us nod our heads. Okay. So, I know before we went on the air, Zach, you pulled out a scripture that kind of speaks to this. That's kind of our topic of today is, you know, let's rise above the mediocrity of, we don't want to be mediocre Christians. We want to be full. We want to be in the fullness of Christ's likeness. Okay? All right. So, you want to share a little bit of that scripture with our listening audience? I think you're in Colossians somewhere. Is that the one you had, or do you have another one now?
3:9. All right, this is the Message version. It says, "Don't lie to one another. Be done with that old life. It's like a filthy set of ill-fitting clothes you stripped off and put into the fire. Now you're dressed in a new wardrobe. Every item of your new way of life, custom made by the Creator, with His label on it. All the old fashions are now obsolete. Words like Jewish and non-Jewish, religious, irreligious, insider and outsider, slave or free, mean nothing. From now on, everyone is defined in Christ. Everyone is included in Christ. So chosen by God for this new life of love, dressed in a wardrobe God picked out for you. Compassion, kindness, humility, quiet strength, discipline. Be even-tempered. Contempt in second place. Quick to forgive an offense. Forgive as quickly and completely as the Master forgave you. And regardless of what else you put on, wear love. It's your basic all-purpose garment. And never be without it."
And that's from Eugene Peterson's The Message?
The Message,
okay. Just make sure, in case people aren't familiar with that translation. All right. That's a good one.
I don't know, just close. The clothes can always hits me until, especially you talk about spring fever, it's a new season, so yeah, we're pulling out shorts, we're pulling out things, but you got to not forget your basic garment. It doesn't, to me, it's like, what are you leaving certain things in your closet from last season, from years ago, that don't fit, that don't still have that stench of death, maybe a few stains on them or something. And why are you holding on to it? Are you going to bring it out at a later date? Or did you throw it in the fire? Did you get rid of it? Or having that one nice shirt, the Jesus shirt, you pull out once a week when you go to church just to put it back up in the closet. And it fits you just right. It looks right. And as you wear it, you appear to be doing all right. Like that whitewashed bowl, but you're defiled inside. And you only clean up once a week. Or maybe sometimes open up your Bible, or maybe have a conversation once in a while. So if you pick and choose to put these shirts on or not, when it says right here, and regardless of what else you put on, wear love. It's your basic all-purpose garment. Never be without it. So it's like you wear this every day, 24/7. You can go to sleep in it. It's your everything.
Yeah, it's pretty much our skin.
It's like he gave us his everything. So who are we to give him 50% mediocre? He gave us 100%, gave us all. So I'm going to give him a part-time. He went full on with it. Fully complete, fully mature, fully whole, truly human one. On the death file of this. But I'm going to give him 60%. It doesn't work. He doesn't want that. He doesn't want mediocre.
Good. Good. Any feedback? What's your thoughts? Being a mediocre Christian, how do we rise above that?
You know, I myself, I've seen some real Christ followers in my life, but it's all I've really seen growing up is that mediocre state, you know, only doing it one time a week, not all the time. But now, you know, I I still, you know, I gotta make that decision daily, you know. I gotta do it. I can't have Jesus do it for me. He can't do it for me. I gotta do it. You know, to kill the whole, anything that ate up this, of my past, you know, I gotta leave that alone. Why try to go back to it? It's, like Zach said, it should be burned up. What am I doing? You know what I'm saying?
I like your little analogy you know, sometimes Jesus isn't going to do it for us. Mm-hmm. I mean, we think of like the feeding of the 5,000. You know, he kind of shows up on the lake shore and he's like, hey, you got to send these people home. It's getting late. And, you know, they got to get back to their home so they can eat. You know, and Jesus says, well, why don't you feed them? Mm-hmm. You know, he goes, which is really kind of what you're saying. Don't come to me and ask for me to do the problem solving that you can solve yourself. So one of the ways of rising above just being the mediocre Christian is that when we see a problem, when we perceive a problem, we need to be the problem solver. Right? Because we've clothed ourselves with Christ, and if Christ is for us, who can stand against us? I mean, is there really any problem that we cannot, if we're properly clothed with Christ, bring a solution to?
Wise words of David, what can man do to me? You can't take this. Once you have these garments, once you have this, it's handmade. It's his label. I mean, it's just like, can't be destroyed what God makes. I don't know what he puts inside it. Besides, I don't know what scripture we read first with this about that he's within us. Like, to me, it's like, this is the same spirit that was with Gideon. It was with King David when he showed up with a slingshot as a teenager saying, he said, God is my shield and my sword. Same Yahweh warrior God is within you. Yeshua is within you. So why are you making excuses to be mediocre? Why are you making excuses like you cannot get through this and get through these times with you know what's within you? My pastor Steve said, for the Old Testament God was for us, then Emmanuel came, God was with us. I mean, he went through it all. He lived like us, he experienced it all. What kind of better priest to have? And then in Antioch and Acts, now Christ is within you. You have no excuse. I can't do this. Come on. You don't have a choice, really. Once you get it, there's no turn. Once it's awoken and you know what's in you, I have no excuse now.
Yeah, Paul says it's not I, but Christ within you.
Yeah, it's all he's in us.
All right? Yeah. But we're the ones that need to make sure we're not locking the door of the Christ within us so that he can't come out.
Yeah.
Right? That door's got to... That has to be open and accessible 24/7, 365. So he can come out through us to be about what he's created to be about.
And not allowing it only to come out once in a while when I want to put that Jesus shirt on. Mm. And now I'm going to show you. It's going to come out now, and then what? I can turn it back off? That's not something, you know.
Yeah, and the author of Colossians, you know, in that first chapter kind of sets the scene for that chapter 3 scripture that you shared, whether... In a sense, the challenge of the author is to say, look, if we're going to be true Jesus followers, we all need to be good theologians. Because he says, grow in the knowledge of God.
Yeah.
All right? That you're of hostile mind if your knowledge of God is wrong. And a challenge is, part of becoming mediocre Christians is, have we altered our knowledge of God? Altered it in such a way that it becomes a form of convenience in how I can live my life. Yeah. To where I'm okay just pulling out the shirt once a week.
Yeah.
I'm okay just being mediocre. Well, you know, the author here is going to argue, you might have a hostile mind then. You might have, in a sense, the wrong knowledge of God. Mm. Now, a theologian, or a theology, is having knowledge of God. That's what I mean. In a sense, we're all called to be theologians. Now, I think every human being has their own is a theologian because they all have their own theology, right? Even if you're an atheist, that's a theology. The theology, your knowledge of God is no God. So you're still a theologian, right? So yeah, maybe and hopefully, you know, as we do our studies here at Neighbors of Hope, that you're being blessed with a firm knowledge of God that impacts your character transformation so that, you know, we're wearing that shirt 24/7, 365. Anybody else have any other thoughts? Okay. Well, I appreciate your time this morning, gentlemen. Thank you for being with us on Word Made Flesh. May God's grace, peace, love, and joy be with you always.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh. Neighbors of Hope brings people hope through a comprehensive suite of Christ-centered programs that include the Men's Ministry, Blessings and More Resale Store, our Third Day Farming Project, Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry, and of course our radio ministry program, Word Made Flesh. Find out how you can become a Neighbor of Hope at neighborsofhope.com. We look forward to you joining us again next Sunday morning.